Okay, we're picking up our daily halachas and halachas of the 3 weeks. Already tonight is the 9 days, so I figured I'm going to go out of order a little bit to what I was planning, but because it's ready tonight and very much nogea, I'm going to discuss today the halachas of laundering clothing and wearing fleshly laundered clothing. So it might go a little bit over time because I just think the inyanim are extremely pressing for those who want to prepare adequately for tonight, which is already going to be Rosh Chodesh Av. So the Mishnah says, Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Lios B'socha Asim L'Saprim L'Chabbos. We already discussed part one of that, of getting a haircut. We're machber ready for Shavas Abitam. Now, melechabes is laundering that's going to be relevant for us. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that, again, this is only Shabbat Shalva Dozer, so this is what we call Shavuot Shechabos. So this year, ready, right, tonight already is going to be, Tuesday night is going to be Rosh Chodesh, but it's not going to be a problem until Sunday to start wearing freshly laundered clothing, according to the Gemara. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tuf Kuf Nanalev Sif Gimel. That is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the Halach of the Gemara. And that's how the Yechavidas writes, that the Minig of the Sfaradim. And that's how the Orla Tzion writes, as the Minig of the Sfaradim. However, even Rav Avadia is masking that there are certain Kehilos that adopted the practice Mimur Machmir from the 9 days, and maybe that came from the Ashkenazim, and they should follow their Minig. However, so the standard Psak of the Sfaradim, because like Minig Jarba apparently, is to follow this Marosh Chodesh Av. So there are pockets of Kehilos of Sfaradim or Machmir from Rosh Chodesh Av. However, the most Sfaradim paskin like Rav Avadia and the Shulchan Aruch that only Shavuot Shechal would be the problem. However, the Orchos Chaim writes already in Minag earlier than the times of the Gemara is more machmir to already Benish Nichnas Av, that part of Benish Nichnas Av Matan LaSimcha is not to wear freshly laundered clothing, and that is how the Ramah paskins over there. Ramah writes Ve'anu Noagim LaHachmir Chozem Etchilas Rosh Chodesh, and that's how we paskin. That is the psak of that's Mekubal amongst the Ashkenazim. Now, what about if you have an Ashkenazi launder place? Are they allowed to do it for Tzfardim? So that is a lechora is going to be a problem. Shevet Levi, based on other, there would be a problem of Maris Ayin and lechadchila try to be avoided. Lechora would be similar to the din of haircuts, which may be a major sorach of parnasa. There would be room. Ask a shayla. Everyone would ask the Rav the shayla. What about a Sfardi who wants to wash Ashkenazi for an Ashkenazi? So that lechora also is not recommended in the Kovis Shuvas, Rav Yashiv, and different. Poskim Milchora are Machmer and that Shaila as well. Now, what about, let's say right now you're going to start at 7:30, you're going to start putting it in the laundry, let's say right in the dryer, it's not going to, whatever, the laundry, and you're going to not finish the process until after Shkia. So there, Rav Vazner was Machmer, unless maybe if it finishes Bein HaShmashel, so let's say within a half hour of after the Shkia, at that point maybe there'd be room to Mekel. However, Rav Yashiv seems to be more Mekel with this. He says that if it's going to finish, but again, you don't have to change anything, so then Lachora would already start having to be in the dryer. Them because you have to put in if you have to put a new step, meaning first put it in the laundry machine, it's not going to then be finished with the laundry until after the Shkia. Lachor, even Rav Yashiv would be moded, that's a problem. But if it's not going to be finished in the dryer, let's say, that Lachor Rav Yashiv would be makel as long as you push the button before the Zman of Shkia. So that is what comes out over here, is that this is all part of the process of the issue of doing the laundry and cleaning it, that is going to be usher. And the Gemara quotes Rav Sheshes, further says, Rav Sheshes in Tainus of their Chav Testament Beis, says, Rav Sheshes, afilu chabez aniach usher, not just planning on wearing it, but just to use it, to wash the clothing itself is inherently usher. And just to wash it, even if you have no proper plans on wearing it whatsoever, that's usher. And that is quoted by the Rishonim, Kimon, all the Rishonim quote this, la'alacha, the Rach, the Rif, the Ramban, they all quote this Rav Sheshes, Mimra, la'alacha. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes also, that it's just to, even if you plan on just using a laundry machine and to launder your clothing, even if you don't plan on wearing it during the 9 days, it's still, or for the Sfardim, for Shavuot Shechabo, that would still be Aser. So why is it Aser in that circumstances? The Chor of the Rishonim have a machlokas. Rashi writes that it's Hesach Hadas. Rashi is quoted based on Rashi. The problem is that when you start doing all these other activities, that is something that's going to ruin your mindset during this time period. You should be thinking about the Chor of Beis HaMikdash, so you shouldn't be doing this during the 9 days. However, there is another shita based on the Truma Sedeshen and others that it should be to order to mimayit your simcha. That this is part of the idea of wearing freshly clothed and clothed is something that's nice, something that's convenient, something you like to do. That's a part of like a simcha, so therefore you should not be even doing it. Now, what is considered kibbutz for this part? What about if you just want to get off a few stains that you have on your shirt? Would that be a problem? So that is that's a very big shaila in the Achronim. The Rav Yashiv writes that if you're just cleaning off, even with soap, if you're just going to clean off a few stains that you have on your shirt, you want to just continue wearing it, that would not be considered laundering, and that would be mutter, name and same in Rav Yashiv, Rav Shlomo Zalman, also, that would be not a problem. However, Rav Chaim Kanievsky quotes, it's interesting, he says, doesn't remember if it was the Chazon Ish or his father that he asked, but either one of them said that it's usher even to just clean out your stains, and the Or Letzion, they quote also, is machmer about this also. So that is a shaila, you would have to ask your Gemara about that. There's Arum to make based on this other poskim, and the modern poskim also quote that having pressed also, not just cleaning it, but having it pressed also, doing a pressing your articles of clothing would also be usher, and even to do it through a goy, that is also quoted as being usher. Then there's a second issue, which is wearing freshly longer clothing. Gemara says, the Gemara's lashon is Shalach Rav Yitzchak Bar Guri Meshmed Rav Yochanan Apei Shamnu Klei Pishtan Ein Ben Geyutz Aval Aser Loshem Meshabes Shachal B'Tishah Das B'Socha. Even though you didn't do it, Danus over there Chavtes as well. It says the Gemara says lashon that it's Aser to wear these freshly longer clothing. And then Rishonim quote this also LaHalacha Many Rishonim the Ramban the Ritva the Rush, they all quote this LaHalacha Tur Shulchan Aruch also is going to pass like this as well that this is going to be Aser as well. The Shulchan Aruch writes. To wear all this clothing is going to be usher. And Ramah just adds, for this as well, we're machmir from Rosh Chodesh. And it's interesting, the Rishonim quote that it's not just clothing, but even just, even like towels and things like that of that nature and the tablecloths, those are all included in the issue of both doing the laundry and having them freshly, like a fresh towel or a freshly laundered tablecloth is also putting that out during the weekday. Shabbos might be something else, but during the weekday, that would be part of the issue, that would be part of the isser, and the Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this in as well, and it's very interesting because the Rivos Ephraim, right, he already discusses why is it that many people are making on this. It seems to be Beferi Shadin Shulchan Aruch and the Rishonim, and he tries to justify it, but he doesn't really have it. So many sudden, why should we make on that? Shuvas Vanago says, Idvarim Tzarechin, why is it that people are making on Shulchan Aruch? A person has to be machmer for both towels and for your tablecloths. Those are things that we're machmer on. Even your hand towels, it's brought down in the postkim to be machmer. Now, what about let's say your socks or your underwear or your undershirt? So there's a lot of room to be makel. That's in the tzitzel zayos lashon. That's big day zaya. That's not something that is a, it's something. First of all, that'd be tzar if you don't wear them. So therefore, he writes it's mutter. Something later, Rav Moshe Feinstein also writes it's quoted in the name of Rav Moshe that also things that are touching your goof, meaning your underwear, your socks, and your undershirts, those you're allowed to wear freshly laundered ones during the weekdays. And that's also Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes that way as well. That if it's going to be very difficult for you not to change them. And also Rav Yashiv, a lot of room to makel. However, there are those the Ben Ish Chai and others who want to be Mahmir with regards to this din as well, with regards to wearing freshly laundered undergarments. So that would everyone have to ask the Rav. Or it seems to be a majority of the postgame are makel, but everyone should figure out the Rav what they want to do with that. There is an Eitzah, this is recommended in the postgame, is to wear your begadim before Rosh Chodesh. That's why Dafka mentioning this now, because right now is the time to do this. If you have the next few hours to wear these begadim, wear your shirts, wear your pants, so they're not freshly laundered, that is a din that is mutter in the postgame. The shaila is how long you have to wear them. Some say up to a half hour, sometimes even more than half hour, like a few hours. A half hour seems to be the din that's quoted by a lot of poskim quote this din of a half hour. Rav Yashiv, they say, potentially says it's a half hour. However, Shlomo Zalman says whatever the ikar shir is that it takes off the freshness of the clothes. So if it's not, you wouldn't consider it a fresh bag anymore because that's how long you've worn it for. That would be get it out of the problem of new clothing. And this Eitzah is a recommendation that anyone wants to not have to wear disgusting clothing for the next 9 days. This is something that is recommended, the number one thing I would tell you to do. The second Eitzah is really only if you're stuck, is that you could throw it on the floor and get them all dirty and wrinkle them, and that would also be an Eitzah. But again, that is, first of all, a Shiloh whether it even works. This is only clearly, even the Mekilim, the Menchas Yitzchak, and others who say that this is okay, this would only be b'shas harchak, and there are those who b'chlal say that it's not okay. Rav Shlomo Zalman didn't like this heter. Apparently, he was not into putting them on the floor. So again, the best thing to do is wear them for at least a half hour, or to get rid of the newness. And again, there are those who machmir even on undergarments, but you want to have lechora a lot of room to makel if you want to be makel on wearing fresh undergarments. But at least your shirt, your pants, and other things you want to wear, you should try wearing them. Amir Tisha, you should wear them today. Okay, Amir Tisha, tomorrow I'll pick up with more din of laundering. But I just started went a little bit over time. We just want to get this din to before we get to Rosh Chodesh tonight.